was and is and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
You breathe your life into my lungs. You bring to life these dry bones. I know that you're alive. You call me one of your own. I know that you're alive.
the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever.
Out your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mode. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all.
over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. A dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
because he lives. Carry me away. Cause you
lie, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call.
Church where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit our guide, and of course our Abba Father, Father God, our Elohim, our Adonai, our Yahweh, is our creator, our overseer, our Father, our Abba Daddy. We love you. We love you, Abba. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, praise you, praise you. We praise you. We worship you. Wow, praise you, praise you. Thank you for this amazing day. Another beautiful day. Celebrate you. To help to save souls and get them into kingdom for you. Another day to fellowship with one another. Encourage each other. To pray for one another. As we patiently await for your arrival, Lord Jesus. Bring us home in your elopture, and then in the rapture for some, for your brides. We love you. We love you, and we can't wait to marry you and become one with you. Live in heaven with you for eternity, and Abba, and Holy Spirit. The joy, an amazing joy it will be. Amazing gift and blessing. Thank you for choosing us for an hour such as this. Thank you for adopting us, we Gentiles, into your bosom, into your family. Accepting us as yours. Thank you for giving us a chance because of your son Jesus. Thank you for sacrificing your son Jesus on the cross for us. That his bloodshed has washed us clean and pure. We love you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for loving us no matter what. Even though we screw up and disappoint you daily, you are there for us. And as long as we ask for forgiveness, repent, you are there to pick us back up and remember our sin no more. Because of Jesus' blood, we are forgiven. that you are with us no matter what, waiting for us to turn to you if we haven't already. And tell you we love you and that we're sorry. Thank you. Thank you for accepting our forgiveness. Please forgive us. Thank you for remembering our sins no more because of the blood of Jesus. Praise you, Father God. Praise your Lord Jesus. We are all sinners and we all fall short of the glory of God, but because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are forgiven, our sins are washed away. And I know that's not the quote, the exact quote. I quoted some of the Bible, but then I went off a little bit. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for this rapture-centric church family. Wow, what a blessing we are to each other. We need each other. Thank you. You knew this, of course, in advance, and you planned this all in advance to bring us together as one family. Even though some of us have never seen one another. We've only talked to one another or text one another. Thank you for this amazing family that we can fellowship with together. Let's pray for each other and laugh with each other and wait patiently with one another, encourage one another, give us each other strength through your strength and your peace, and give us your peace and love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, our Abba. I lift up myself and our families, and our rapture-centric church family, and their families, and my family, all of us up to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for continuing to shower us with your peace, with your love, your understanding, with your wisdom, with your knowledge, with your strength, with your abundance. Thank you for continuing to bless us and shower us with your gifts and supplying all our needs. For my God supplies all our needs according to glorious riches within your word. And thank you for healing us, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically. Thank you for laying your healing hands upon us and healing us. Because you are the great Jehovah Rapha, the great healer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. If you say, ask anything in your name, and you will do it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And lift up our sister Raina to you. Our sister Raina is having surgery tomorrow. So we lift her up to you in prayer. Thank you. And thank you. She had a bout with high blood pressure, so thank you, Lord Jesus. She's since been released from the hospital. But she does have to go back tomorrow for surgery for something else. But thank you, Jesus, for laying your healing hands upon Raina and healing Raina from the top of her head to tips of her toes, all cells perfectly aligned. Thank you for being with Raina in her surgery, helping with the doctors and guiding the doctors their every move. But even before that, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that when they go to do surgery, that they are just in awe of the miracle that you performed on her, where everything that was going on for her has been gone and healed because of you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. And thank you, Lord Jesus, Brother Judy, our sister Judy, too. Thank you for healing her teeth. In Jesus' name, ask Jesus, lay your healing hands upon her teeth, and thank you for healing her teeth. Thank you, Jesus, healing Judy's teeth and her body. Thank you for healing her household. We thank you, Jesus, for laying your healing hands upon her household and healing her household and restoring peace, happiness and joy into her household until you bring us home and even then after. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. And lift up all my rapture-centric church family, other families, and the ones that need prayer for health and healing, our sister Carol. Thank you for healing Marty, little Marty McFly. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for performing a miracle. I'm healing little Marty McFly. I lift up all this. Mama Pat and Carol, anyone who needs healing, Keith, our brother Keith, anyone who needs healing, thank you. Lord Jesus, my family, my dad, my mom, thank you for laying hands on them. And healing them from top of the head to their toes, every single one of our families and us. Thank you for healing us mentally, physically, emotionally. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. For you say in your word, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Therefore, we are new creations because of your blood, Lord Jesus, because of your sacrifice on the cross, your death on the cross. We were crucified. Our flesh was crucified with you, Lord Jesus. Because of your resurrection from the dead, Lord Jesus, we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise you. Praise you. We worship you. Thank you for your sacrifice, your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Hopefully, it's been a while. Sorry, I had my family was in town for 2 weeks. And then, so I wasn't able to host. Had a great time with them. And thank you, Lord, for the seeds you allowed me to sow and plant to my family. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for watering them and making them grow. Thank you for answering my prayers. My family, too. My family's going through a lot. So, Lord Jesus, I lift them up to you. I pray for them. You know their needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for fixing and healing any situations. My family and all of the RCC families, I know a lot of us are struggling and our families are struggling and going through things. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for being in it and guiding it and getting us all through it. Success with major success and everything perfect. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, let's put on our full armor of God, Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so on the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions, all kinds of prayers and requests. This in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Ephesians 6, 13 through 18 and Psalm 91. Tell me home about it. I say it every day, once a day at least, sometimes twice a day. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly passions. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, so that you will not, they will lift you up in their hands, so you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him with long life while I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 91. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 100. Let's do Psalm 27. The first half of Psalm 51. 1 and 2. Have mercy on me, O God, according to unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgression, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Psalm 51. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle, and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. And at his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart says, if you seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over as eyes of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 27. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Worship you. And also, I'll lift up Brother Jason to you. Praise you. Lift up Brother Jason. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing Jason, or Brother Jason as well. In Jesus' name. Okay. We need to pray for Michelle's great uncle Herman's wife, Mary Ann. Her husband passed about a week and a half ago, and she prayers for his wife. She's still alive and she's in a nursing home. So prayers for Michelle's great aunt, Mary Ann. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with Mary Ann. We lift her up to you, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing with your peace. You know her needs, so thank you for supplying her needs, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray, amen. She said her uncle had a dream last summer that an angel visited him and asked him if he was ready to go home, and he said yes, but not yet. After that point, his health declined, so he is now in a better place. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's pretty amazing. Mish. So, anyway, prayers for Mary Ann. All right, let me read 2 Timothy. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also also to all who have longed for his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:4. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for laying your hands upon your bride, whether it be RCC or all your bride, and supplying our needs. I know a lot are struggling financially. Thank you for storing our finances, our health, as I ask again, our health, our finances, the peace within our homes, peace within our families, peace within our friends. We know the time is short, and we know you're in every bit of this. But thank you, and so we thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoring this peace to us, and health, and restoring our finances. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. For I say once again, my God will supply all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And I also say, that's 4:19, ask anything in your name and you will do it. That's John 14. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for hearing our prayers. You are amazing. You always answer our prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you. Yes, you said, as it says in that song, you are a good, good father. And we love you. So I want to welcome Mish in chat. Love you, Michelle, in chat. Then we have a guest. Hi, guest. Welcome to chat. Love you. I have no one else on the line. So I think I'm going to play a couple more songs and then close us out. I love you all. God bless you all. It's so nice to be able to spend time and worship and praise the Lord Jesus with you all. Nice to be back. Love you. God bless you. We love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, today. Come, glorious Father. Come. Come, King of Kings. Come, Lord of Lords. Come today. Praise you, praise you. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, today. We love you.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. In the pain you feel a different kind of pain.
Home to you. We love you. We can't wait to be in your arms. Run into your arms. I can't wait to run into your arms and give you a big hug. I know Mishmish feels the same. All of us at RCC do. Some other prayer requests. Michelle, she would like prayers for her mind. She's named after Michelle. To you, please, for strength for Michelle, strong mind. For Michelle, bring her peace and strong mind and a strong focus so she can ignore the distractions that are taking, trying to distract her and take her eyes off you, Lord Jesus. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for strengthening Michelle's mind. Healing her in any way. Thank you for being with her always and keeping her from getting distracted. So she always has her eyes on you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And our sister Stacy has moved, is in the process of finishing moving to Virginia. And so she's still on a job hunt. So we lift up our sister Stacy to you. She's hoping to get transferred. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to put that transfer through for her job. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to clear the path and clear the path for Stacy, and that she gets the transfer for the job that she has now. And if she doesn't get that transfer, Lord Jesus, we ask you to provide her with an even better job where she makes more money and has more time to be able to spend with her children. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank you for being with her and her family. We cover that, our Stacy and her family and the whole RCC and their families. I cover them all with the precious blood of Jesus and holy wounds, including me and my family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. So a lot of moves. Yes, and supply Stacy's needs for her and her family. Please, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to supply more work shifts for her son so he can support his daughter and keep him safe because he's in the police force. Keep him safe. We cover him fresh with Jesus' holy wounds. Cover my cousin who is the captain of the naval ship and his crew. Everyone on his ship, we cover fresh with Jesus' holy wounds, including all of the servicemen for our amazing country. Cover them all with the blood of Jesus. Keep them safe, fighting for us, fighting for freedom. But we know this America is, unfortunately, we know the time is short for this country of ours. This used to be a great country of ours, unfortunately, because it's end times and Jesus is coming any minute. And New Jerusalem is coming and Jesus will reign soon. Rule and reign on earth again as the King. He is the King. The King, 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 our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings. King Jesus will rule and reign on earth very soon after he cleans it up. So, it's coming, people. Jesus is coming. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Jerry to chat, love you. Just in time, Jerry. Storm's heading Mishmish's way. She says she's starting to get windy, so let's fly away.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone,
We're coming home to you, Lord Jesus. We love you. God bless you all. I love you. See you in the air.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Love you. Love you, everyone. God bless. ITA today.